From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations Security Council has adopted a statement strongly condemning North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket. The announcement came at the end of an emergency session Sunday. The rocket, carried what Pyongyang said was a satellite, was launched Sunday morning from North Korea's launching facility near the northwestern border with China. The Venezuelan ambassador, Rafael Ramirez, who holds the Security Council presidency this month, told reporters on the way to the council meeting that he expected consensus to condemn this kind of violation of the sanctions. The council has imposed four rounds of increasingly stronger sanctions on North Korea in response to various nuclear and ballistic missile tests it conducted since 2006. Meanwhile, South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system after North Korea claimed to have launched a satellite into space. A joint statement by both militaries said the talks will explore the feasibility of deploying and operating on the Korean Peninsula at the earliest possible date. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles inside or outside the atmosphere. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage Sunday in hopes of rescuing 120 people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building that was flattened by the powerful earthquake. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 earthquake killed at least 26 people and injured more than 500 others in the city of Tainan. This is VOA News.